Okay, so I have repeated this pattern 4 times. I'm at the very end now. You see I have knitted 2 white, and that's those 2. So I'm going to knit the black and then the 3 remaining white stitches to complete this first round. So it's the black and then the 3 last white stitches. And as you can see, I reached the end and start of the round, and I'm ready to start on number 2, round number 2, and then I have to repeat that 4 times. But I just noticed something, because the end of the the first one has 3 white, and the beginning of the second round has 1 white. That means that the yarn will stretch for more than 3 stitches, and I don't want that. So I go back 1 stitch, twist the black yarn, and knit the last white one, and then I'm ready to start with the white one again. I think I twisted twice, but that doesn't matter. It's better to twist twice than not to twist. So now I've got 4 whites here. These are the 3 that completes the first round, and this is the beginning of the second round, but it makes up 4 stitches, and I have twisted the black yarn behind it. So now I have knitted that first knit here, the stitch on the second round, and I'm gonna take the black one, and then there were 3 white, 3 white, 1 black again, 3 white, and 1 black again, and then I'm gonna check just to make sure. Where am I now? I'm here. Okay, as you can see, I have 1, 2, 3 black stitches. 1, 2, 3 black stitches. So now I have to knit 2 white ones and 1 black. And then I can see from the pattern that there are 5 white stitches, and that is too long a stretch to just keep the black yarn floating. So I'm gonna knit 2 stitches, twist, and knit 3. And I do it like this. I'm gonna knit 2 white stitches, change place, that makes a twist, and knit 3. And then comes the black stitch. Okay. So now I have 5 white stitches, but no long strands of yarn on the backside because I have twisted it. And I have now knitted this black stitch. And when I get over here, I'm going to do exactly the same thing. I have 1 white, 1 black, and now I have to knit 5 white stitches, but I'm going to twist the yarn. 1, 2, 1, 2, and it looks like it wants to come back, so I just let it. 3. So I twisted twice here. You don't have to, but the yarn kind of has its own life. It really wanted to come back. Okay, so I have 5 white stitches, and I have brought along the black yarn by twisting. Okay, So what I have to do now is just continue, repeat this 3 more times, and then I will be ready for round number 3. And this is the way you work your way through the pattern. You read from right to left, and then one round at a time this way.